You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Verena Johansman. She's talking to me from Berlin. Verena, thank you for being with me today.
Thank you so much for inviting me to this very, very interesting interview with you.
So tell me a little bit about what you're working on, because I know you're also doing interviews. Maybe we should start with that. What are you working on? And if it's the interviews, how does that work?
Thank you. It's very wonderful and interesting to have interviews right now, because I was working on much more performance art related things the last 4 years. So I am super happy that I can work on my theme, still on my theme, but in different mediums right now. So I'm choosing artists where I think is an expression of performative pictures, metaphorical pictures in a way as well. That's really interesting.
So before you say that, you say to stay within your interests, your field, and by that you mean performance studies, performative research. So
performance
when
art.
Performance art. So when you're doing these interviews, you think of them in the context of that, as you're doing them. Is that what you mean?
Like I, of course, you cannot transform the main performance art essence into other mediums, but you can still focus on having a poetic view on the truth, as poetic strategies are one of the main styles that lie in the history of performance art. That when you think about Dada and their main goals, they started with creating new languages, and this has roots in poetry as well. So looking after the truth and working with language as a tool makes sense when you write essays on every kind of layers that you think about when you look at an artwork.
And so as a writer and an essayist, working in these different fields, when you approach an interview, how do you choose someone for the interview, and then how do you conduct the interview with all that you're saying in mind?
Well, as I'm interested in the whole art world, like you, I'm very happy if someone gets in contact with me about his time-based view on the world. So I'm having a profound look on the new idea that lies in the new upcoming work of an artist. And then I'm starting having an interchange with the artist about his new paintings at the moment, for example, and then I have a look at the details of his work, and then I find the right language for what I see.
And when you talk about finding the right language, that sounds like as an essayist, but as an interviewer, it's also the right questions, isn't it? Or is it more conversational, the way I conduct an interview?
It's like finding the truth between the lines of the back and forth between asking and responding, and trying also to have a look on the personality of the artist that you're learning to know in in doing interviews like you do. Like then you get closer to the poetic truths of the new work. And this is really something really lively at the moment, as you can imagine. Writing a PhD thesis for like 4 years is wonderful as well, but the interaction between the life moment and what you're really writing on is has a bigger distance than when you're actually working on interviews and getting emails every day from the artist you are talking to.
So you're saying, so because you're no longer doing your PhD, correct? That's finished. So now,
yes.
As I understand what you're saying, you see this in a different context because you're doing this for the your own interest in doing this. It's, I mean, not that a PhD isn't, but it doesn't have the same requirement.
I think it just has another frame right now, the way I work. It's still the same pleasure for me, but it's in another frame happening at the moment.
And so let's talk about that other frame a little bit more. There is the interviews that you're conducting, and what else are you doing?
So I basically work still on the content of performance art and how you can put that into real life. So I had another work situation the last year. So I worked for Art Basel, for the market. And as you can imagine, putting performance art into the market is a really interesting and very difficult thing to do, but
So let me understand. So your role for Basel was, I mean, who were you hired by, and what was the job? Was this curatorial, or this was about
curatorial? So I was in touch with Noah Horowitz and Mark Spiegler, which are the greatest persons in the global art market, I think, and they gave me the chance to think about performance art in a market context. So the last month, or I mainly did that for 3 months, I was working on a concept of a curatorial project between Miami and Hong Kong. So
And let's talk a little bit about that. So how did you integrate those two? What is an example of performance in the market? How did you resolve or articulate that?
So Art Basel is located in 3 spots, as you might know, I'm sure. Like we have Basel as the base of this fair, and then we have Miami and Hong Kong also. And in Basel, for example, there is already existing a stage for performance art, but this is more theater related. And my thesis was more thinking about performance in space and not on a theater base. So I was having the idea that performances on islands could be interesting and take place because Art Basel is expanding at the moment and thinking about moving cities also. So how could you broaden Art Basel into wider spaces? And I thought about how can you bring space performance into Art Basel maybe also? And as Art Basel is also sponsored by NetJet, and I am in touch with performance artists who work for or have their funding by stipends like NASA, I could imagine a performance project that is in between the moment of expanding. That was really interesting, and
So what would that mean? So by liked it, you gave them a proposal of several artists or that theme.
As you would work in a museum as a curator, I did a curatorial proposal. I had the idea to make a combination between profound sculptures and performances aside, and I chose performance artists that I would like to bring together with sculpture work, for example.
How did that work out? What happened there? What worked well, or what were you pleased with?
What was your last question? Excuse me.
What do you think worked best about that as it came together that you liked or felt was most successful, because that is a new idea, really.
As Art Basel has also its very interesting talks. I also proposed the new content for that, and this content is based on my thesis about performance art, which thinks about post-global players and corporeal reality and physical learning processes. And putting this into a context of the market, has a wide base of theory and praxis.
And so, of course, Basel, I mean, they're about the conversation, because we're talking about the market, and they're, of course, about the conversation and the market, but largely the market. It's interesting that you're in this position also.
When you think about the Wall Street and performative thinking in between those levels of how flows there. I don't really like the word cash, but the market likes it, I guess. And putting the idea of immaterialität, so ephemeral basis of a medium, put it into a market system is a performance itself in thinking in the end. So I really enjoyed working on that.
And
because
so what
the transformation
happen?
Itself, thinking about transformational processes, was given by that task in a metaphorical way.
And what will happen next with your work? Where will that go? Because that sounds like you could be doing more with performance and just that kind of thinking in terms of curatorial practice.
This is one of the main goals I have, that I continue with curatorial thinking about what performance art stands for today, tomorrow, and how it can be realized in space. And there are also, at the moment, really interesting artists working on that parallel to my theory. So it makes all sense in the end.
And who are some of the artists that are working parallel to that? Maybe we should mention one of the artists that you're thinking of that are working parallel to that in terms of their thinking about performance or their work.
Who thinks about fusion of art and technology, for example, is Eyal Geber. He did the famous Water Dancer project in 2015. He's maybe one of the most interesting artists in performance at the moment, from my point of view.
And what is he doing recently that you find particularly interesting, or why is he so interesting, perhaps,
because he did a step into a space performance. He worked with NASA to realize physics and technology and the human medium in space. So he has highest scientific thought on his artworks. He is open for being a universal artist, and he is realizing that already. So he is standing for a new generation of performance art artists.
And what's his name?
Eyal Geber.
That's very interesting. Yeah, there is.
I can also send you theoretical layers on him after our interview.
Okay, I'll have a link to that for the listeners. Also, I'll have a link to that in the interview so they can read more. Well, it's great talking to you Yeah, go on. You were going to mention something about him.
So he's kind of touching the sphere of putting sound sculptures into space, and space flights and space dances exposed close to lunar terrains, for example, are coming up in his ideas too. And this is something really new, something that was also not shown within the Art Basel context so far.
Marina, I also want to ask you about your performance work, what you're doing around that at the moment, and what that consists of.
Current research into the aesthetic fictional experience of performance art shows a profound look at corporality within scientific reception and critical analysis. Information and transformation of space, knowledge, and positive chaos. Each human gesture is communication, free and flowing, clear and precise, but became also somehow partly erratically like machines. So I'm still also in the context of what is performance art in the era of technology, and what kind of physical learning processes are we in to express ourselves and our ideas. To gain a deeper understanding of sculptured, bold, highly spirited, lively bodies, we need to have a look at corporeal existence in the space and sphere of physical learning processes.
So go on. And so how will that and how is that happening?
I think also about curatorial work. If you expose an idea and bring together the power play of artworks in combination, you can train the eyes of the viewer and also help him to get an own experience of what time-based thinking is based on.
And what else are you doing with that now? That's what's currently you're thinking and doing with that? Is there something else you want to say about what you're doing with that now?
I think about a lot about authentic aliveness in a way, because everybody is surrounded by the very difficult political situation at the moment everywhere. So we had the Trump election, and we had elections in Germany as well, and we are here worrying about the situation maybe as much as you did the last year, and to think about identity and the self in between those processes, and how performance art is standing in this context as a solution for thought and being in this time of political struggling, is that what maybe
also
drives
that,
me the most?
That it has a role in terms of activism, almost in this current climate. Is that what you're saying, also, or no?
Well, I would differ from terms like role and activism, because this belongs, of course, to the history of performance art. When you think about the roots of acting, also, but I want to differ from that and think more about the state of mind in itself. So what is it like? What is the meaning of today's thoughts? Who has a voice, or why does everybody's voice need to be listened at, and why is it important that everybody feels his power of movement, like not in an activated way, more in the way Da Vinci did it when he thought about performances in the period of Renaissance art. Like, he created planetary dances to show what a human being is able to change. So a movement, what kind of meaning does movement has for everybody at the moment, while we are all doubting the political situation, yes, why everybody is having a first place standing in this period of time.
Before we go, I want to ask you what I ask everybody at the end, the only sort of very straight question, which is, what are you reading at the moment? Could be anything off topic or not.
So I'm still reading things that that lie between the thoughts about performance art, and I'm interested in philosophers, which I haven't read so far. So I still read Deleuze, still reading Boris Groys, or Walter Benjamin, Alexander Kluge. So I'm picking interesting, profound thoughts from the literature that is already existing. So I might not be time-based with what I read at the moment.
Well, thank you. Vrin, I want to thank you for talking with me today. It's been a pleasure talking to you about your work.
Big pleasure for me, too. Thank you so much, Brainerd.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.